What is up, YouTube? It's your boy PJ back again. One of the podcasts. For everyone that's watching, thank you for coming back. For everyone that's listening, thank you for coming back. Once again, the fan's on. If you hear the fan, I'm not turning it off. It's too hot in my room. So I'm back in college again. So today we're going over several different topics. We're going over my editing, what I've been doing with that, where I plan on going with that, what are my future plans for my editing. We're going to get into stats on Bollywood. Now, I decided to go back into my Bollywood stuff because this is what you guys like and give you what you like. And I also don't mind talking about it. It's actually pretty interesting to see like the way the culture is moving forward. I feel as if Bollywood culture can be, if you're not, I was watching the Gary Vee podcast, right? He's basically explaining to everyone how people are the ROI positive, which means the more people that you can touch and connect with, the better. I'm only talking about hip-hop stuff. Hip-hop is only an American type thing, really only black people type thing, right? A couple white people. But what Bollywood's doing is they're taking their whole country and mixing it together, which got me thinking, if I want to be the biggest entertainer or be the biggest movie producer, I need to not dismiss Bollywood. Because if you ask me, their videos get like 165 million just off of being out there, just like BTS. Like, I don't want to just be an American guy. I want to be a guy that everyone likes. Indian, Bollywood, Pakistani, Tollywood, K-pop. Everyone should be able to enjoy my podcast, my videos. So one thing that Bollywood and T-Series is doing very well is they're mixing it together, taking rap, taking singing, they're mixing it all together, and that's why they're blowing up. Which brings me to my next point, PewDiePie. T-Series is taking over YouTube, which is completely understandable. The market they're advertising to is extremely large, actually. Do I have my phone on me? Ask Siri, how many people live in India? Like, my friend Partha, he's from Bengali. He's from Kolkata. I think it's Eastern India, I think. But he was telling me how, like, they're going to take over. And I noticed it. And I just want to be along for the ride. That's why I'm, like, totally into the culture. I want to see where this goes. Because people are the ROI positive. So I'm going to look up how, just to give you, how many people live in India. I'm guessing up 2 billion. That's my guess. 2 billion people. 1.3 billion. What I tell you? You know how many stay in the United States? 300 million. So technically, if I'm advertising to the Indian market, if every Indian person gives me a dollar, I'm a billionaire. If every American person gives me a dollar, I'm only at 300 million. You get what I'm saying? It's smarter to be down with the Indian culture and the K-pop culture just because of how much people they have, how much pull they have. So expect me to get way more into this culture and get way more into voice, because I do believe voice is next. So that's that. That's why T-Series is winning. Also, T-Series isn't like going against the T-Series. It's like, so from what my understanding is from doing the reaction videos, which I won't do again, and talking to my friend Partha, a big thing about how T-Series is doing this and how they're expanding and slowly becoming the best is they don't miss a day. And that's me. I'm not trying to miss a day, ever. I'm trying to go for long periods of time, don't miss a day, get done what I gotta get done. They don't miss a day. They're serving a big audience and they're providing quality content. I'm trying to be like T-Series, basically. I'm not going to miss a day. I'm serving to a large audience. Hip-hop, K-pop, and Bollywood. You know, film and basketball also. Whatever is popping. And serving quality content. I think this is quality. Let me know if you think this is quality. I think it's quality, you know. One day I'm working on getting subtitles. But I hope this isn't clipping. I think it might be. But, you know, we gonna find out one way or another. So, PewDiePie, I don't understand. I think he just blew up because he was the first. He's not even the best content creator. What does he make, commentary videos? It's not that good. I would rather watch T-Series any day before I watch PewDiePie. And that's just my personal opinion. Take it how you will. That's just the way I see stuff. Now, that brings me into my second point of we're going to talk about BTS next after that. So, what can I say about BTS? They're going to be the biggest boy band ever. Period. Quote me on that. Their longevity is crazy. And they just recently, like the numbers they did, they do like 165 million on Idol. I think BTS, what was the other one they did? The other one did like 300 million in the first week. It was like crazy. Their numbers are stupid. And like, once again, people are the ROI positive. If you serve in the Asian community, that's another billion people. I'm telling you, Americans, get on the road, because these people across the water is taking us over. It's taking over the world, and I want to be a part of it. What was the other BTS thing? BTS, Fake Love did 318 million. Fake Love did 318 million, and DNA did 500 million. Like their numbers are out of this world. It's literally out of this world, man. So like, I'm being down with that. People are the ROI positive. I keep trying to tell y'all. Now let's get right into it. Hopefully this works, so I don't gotta keep holding the mic. Hopefully this works. I think it is working. Oh snap. I think it's working. Hopefully it is. One, two. Okay. So I'm bringing a little closer. That's better. Okay, so my editing. I think I'm just going to edit every day and not post it. If you guys want to see it, let me know down below, but I don't think anyone really cares. And I honestly don't know what I'm doing with my editing right now. So that's not, I don't even know where I dropped my pencil. I don't even know why I put that on. I don't expect anyone to care too much about my editing. It's a personal passion. But, okay, so let's get right into this Bollywood stuff. First, we got Rangtari video, which is it's a video song. Let me make sure I'm saying this correct. I'm gonna give y'all a little snippet. That's all you get because I'm not trying to get copyrighted. So the movie, so it's called the movie is Laverty. It's a video song. And the video song is Rangtari. The movie features Ayush Sharma and Warren Hassanah. If I'm saying that wrong, I'm sorry. Nothing personal. In leading roles. Laverty is an up-and-coming Bollywood movie produced by Salman Khan Films, and directed by Albert Minowala. The latest Hindi video song of 2018 is in the voice of Dev Neji, rapped by Yo-Yo Honey Singh, composed by Tankit Benji. And the lyrics of this new song are penned by Shebert Ahmad. And it's a really nice song, the movie altogether is basically like, it's a love story. It's a love story musical that arrived just in time for festival season, which I'm really excited to see. They're killing the game. They're killing the game, to say the least. Like, this Bollywood stuff is gonna take over. Watch. Just wait on it. It's just in time for festival season too, which is mainly who they're marketing to for the most part. And one thing on this podcast, every day won't be a Bollywood day. Other days, I'm doing a daily podcast, so whatever is popping that day is what I'm going to be talking about that day. Today's Bollywood's popping and K-pop popping, so that's what I'm talking about today. Tomorrow, who knows what's popping? You know, I'm more likely separated too, so everybody can get what they like.
Okay.
So it's like a musical. It's pretty interesting. And you guys should definitely go check it out. Not too much to say about it. I might do a reaction video on Patreon. Let me know if you want to see that. So that's that. Then, like, T-Series is taking over PewDiePie. That was my next topic. I want to compare the numbers. So T-Series currently has 62 million subscribers. See how many PewDiePie has. 1 second. 66 million. So they're catching up. And they're catching up fast, which is scary. Then again, I would only expect it. PewDiePie is not supposed to be as famous as he is. He doesn't really do anything. It's just like, he's just out here singing and doing whatever he wants. And then we got BTS Idol. Not too much to say on that. They're just killing the game. That's basically what it is, man. They just, I don't even know how to explain it anymore. They're just really out here killing the game. Now, as far as the hip-hop culture goes, nothing's been really going on today. You know, this is just, this podcast is not, it's more of a document of what's going on every day for me. I'm going to tell you. So some days I may bring visuals, but today's, check Twitter really quick before I end the podcast. This might be a little short one. It's just, whatever's going on, that's what I'm going to talk about. As far as right now, nothing's going on. You know, the biggest thing on my radar was the Bollywood stuff. Check Twitter, see if anything's going on. Oh, Urban Meyer returns then. What, Saturday? Sunday. Saturday. Which is going to be pretty cool. Hulu is about to ruin TV for you. Wait, what? Oh, that's what it's, I thought they were really trying. Let's see what Twitter's saying about this. I thought they were really like cutting off TV. Tried the free trial, wasn't impressed, couldn't get the football game that I was able to pick up on my antenna. Hulu has already ruined TV for everyone, so has Amazon and Netflix. When will start watching episodes again and not seasons? You got a point. Yeah, so Hulu's taking over for the most part. iOS 12, you know, you got nothing's going on today. Yeah, nothing goes on today. And I want to drag this podcast on, so everyone that's watching, thank you for watching. Everyone that's not, well, why would I say everyone that's not? Thank you for coming again to another podcast, hearing my thoughts on things. Is there anything else I want to talk about? Nothing's really been going on in my life. I'm liking this podcast. It's a let out for me. I just get to talk. You guys listen, hopefully. But I just bought a mouse and an external hard drive, so I can look cool with my editing. You know, I'm gonna start. So the mouse should be here on Wednesday. I'm gonna start editing, get a few edits done, one a day, and then probably on Fridays I'm gonna show y'all my edits if y'all want to see it, I guess. Then that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for coming back for another episode. I'm trying to make the rest of them more interesting. But as of, it's a Monday, and I'm making this daily. I'm just documenting what I do every day. For the rest of the day, I'm just going to probably study, and I don't know. I might do a little bit of vlogging today. No, I'm not. I don't know why I said that. I'm rambling now. Thanks for watching, everyone. Peace.